You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a... Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Terry Cook, who's an old friend. He's formerly with the police, and then for many years, why he was certainly doing writing and a lot of talk radio, and then tragedy came up, and Terry's been away from certainly talk radio for some time, but he's back now. He's written a wonderful book, and we're going to be carrying it, called Beast Tech, and we think it's a vitally important book for any of you out there who want to begin to correlate what is going on certainly in our society with the things that were prophesied 2,000 years ago, specifically in a Revelation 13. So basically, Terry, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, thank you for inviting me back to your program. It's been a while, but yep, I'm back back in gear and at full steam, I think.
Well, I think your book is excellent. It's very provocative. And basically, it deals with the fact that there is an organized, orchestrated effort to get us to accept a chip. Now, after all, what's wrong with putting a chip in an animal, in a dog? And so many domestic animals are chipped today. And then, of course, they're chipping farm animals so that they can determine who they are and what they need for their diet. And then they're chipping salmon, and they're chipping so many things today. And what's wrong with putting a chip in a human being? After all, it would be convenient, especially if they were lost or confused or perhaps a criminal. But what's really wrong with having a chip in it? Wouldn't this make it a lot simpler for us, make life a lot simpler? We wouldn't have to carry a credit card. We could just scan our hand over the back of the scanner, and then we could simply wipe out and walk out of the store, and our bank account would be automatically deducted.
Well, that's the plan, Stan. Now, I call that Chips Ahoy. I also tell people if they take the chip, there'll be a chip off the old block, and that's Lucifer. Stan, this stuff is so evil, demonic, and spiritually based, and we know we're about to enter the tribulation period by all the signs indicated in my book. And by the way, I was so proud to be asked by Dr. Tom Horn to co-author this book, because in my mind, he's one of the finest Christian minds on planet Earth, along with you, of course, Stan. I don't mean any...
He's far better as far as the Christian part of this than I am. He's a minister. I knew Tom when he was still had his own church, and then Chrissy dropped out of that. Does full time publishing now and lecturing. Does a wonderful, wonderful job. But I consider it a real privilege to have both you and he as friends. But you go right ahead.
Exactly, and so Tom bought my original book, Doc, when I first met you back in 1994, and we did a couple of radio shows then. He got my book, and he has almost a photographic memory. He read the book, he put it aside, and never thought much more about it, because things really weren't happening then. Like now, they're actually happening. So when he ran into me again about a year ago, we exchanged a few emails and decided to co-author a book. And here we are. I hear the music, so that means we're coming up on a break, right?
We're coming up on a break. But ladies and gentlemen, basically you have to realize that we're seeing things unfolding very, very rapidly. Electronically now, of course, it's a very, very simple thing. Actually, we simply insert a small little chip the size of a grain of rice under the skin of an animal or a pet or a salmon. And then, of course, you can track that. You can even begin to track it by satellite. And it would be so convenient. The only thing is, of course, this is what was prophesied in Revelation 13, 2,000 years ago. One of the marks of the end times. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world
right ahead
than a coming explosion in prices of gold and silver.
The
U.S. dollar continues
right
to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess Sydney is Tom. It is Terry Cook, and he and Tom Horn have put together a new book. It's called Beast Tech, and basically goes into what is going on electronically today. And, you know, Sydney, 2,000 years ago, when people read the Revelation 13, and it talked about how you would neither buy nor sell unless you wore the mark of the beast or were known by the number of his name. Why, then, people would imagine, how could you ever have a cashless society? Today, it's very easy to see that. In fact, we also need the most frequent form of paying that the stores today is with a credit card. They simply scan that credit card, and then they can deduct the money from your bank account, done automatically. Works really beautifully. But wouldn't it even be more efficient if we didn't have to carry a credit card? After all, we recently saw that Target had actually lost 40 million credit cards. How did they possibly lose all that information? And think now, many of those people's certainly credit situation, their use of credit cards is compromised. Wouldn't it be much more convenient if we had a system where you couldn't actually steal credit card information, where we all were injected with a small little grain-sized chip, and it would simply be somewhere in our hand or in our wrist, and it would make life so much easier? That is what they're trying to tell us. But ladies and gentlemen, what we are witnessing today, in my estimation, and I think that Tom and certainly Terry would agree, is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And at no other time in all history would this have been possible. We've seen this explosion of electronic technology recently, and it's all moving and moving very, very rapidly towards the fulfillment of Revelation 13. Go right ahead, Terry.
Boy, Doc, you just covered it ever so succinctly and beautifully. I mean, I couldn't have put it into those eloquent terms quite so nicely. So you basically just said a mouthful, literally.
Well, of course, I've read the book, so let's go right ahead.
Okay. But, you know, there is so much information in the book that really can only be digested by reading it and pondering over it. I mean, there is so much information to be consumed on each page that, of course, we want to sell you a book, folks, okay? But let me just tell you, I make a dollar commission on each sale, okay? I'm not going to get rich on this. And we're in this for God and country, okay? And I'm 66 years old and a retired policeman and retired from several other careers, too. And so I don't need to work. I enjoy helping people understand what's going on as a minister of the Lord. And I know our country is trashed and gone. America is gone, folks. If you want to argue with me or Stan or anybody else who studies this full time and really knows what's going on, go right ahead. Then go to the bar, have a few beers, catch the football game, smoke some marijuana, or whatever you want to do to try to avoid that reality. But indeed, it's reality. America's history, we've been taken over by communists from the inside, Stan. You remember Nikita Khrushchev, when I was in junior high school, middle school, junior high school, they called it back then. Nikita Khrushchev banged on the table at the UN, which was founded by communists, and he promised that our children would grow up to be communists, and in a few generations, we would have been taken over from the inside without firing a shot. We have been. It's over. Okay? The White House is full of communists and Muslims, and they've taken over, and now they're firing all of our top patriot Christian generals and admirals and setting up the U.S. military to be defeated in a soon coming full spectrum dominance attack. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord told us that in these days, that someone or some figure would speak peace and safety, and then sudden destruction would follow. So Scripture clearly tells us that the deception in the end days would be so great that if it were possible, even the elect themselves, which is us, the saints, the true believers, the fundamentalists, the right-wing extremists were called by the left-wing extremists, Scripture says that if it were possible in these last days, not in those, they're not coming anymore, they're here, folks. But if it were possible, if you don't stay completely into the Lord's word and realize that the word is God and God became, he was the word and God became flesh in Jesus Christ, his son. And so all of it's combined to mean this, the word of God is God. And you have to stay in it. If you don't stay in it, you'll be deceived, and God will allow you to be deceived because you sought not the truth, which is the word, Jesus Christ. So you better get your eyes open. And now if you're listening to this program, your eyes already are open because, Stan, how long do you do this, 12 to 15 hours a day, Stan?
No, we only do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. But at least it keeps us interested, and it's fascinating. You're ready to study what's going on and then realize, of course, the prophetic nature of so many of the things that are happening politically throughout the world today. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question or comment for Terry, but he's done a great job along with Tom Horn in this book, Beast Tech. Well, why don't you give examples of some of the things that are happening today as they begin to use the electronic world that we live in as a means of being certain they can monitor and control and track everyone listening to this program.
Stan, it's nearly impossible to even stay on top of the research material that's thrown at me daily now. I have Google Alerts programmed to send me all the latest stuff, and I must say I can't even handle it anymore. So we're going to have to, rather than focus on some detail, which we cover in the book. And by the way things are going now, they're coming. I think I've coined a new term. We all have heard of a tsunami. A tsunami wave is huge, you know, 100 to 200 feet high. That's what hit Japan and has caused us the radiation problem now with Fukushima. But so I think I've coined a new phrase, tsunamic, in another way to try to describe what's happening in every other realm, in addition to the radiation in Japan, which is, by the way, is starting to kill about a third of the ocean right now. And Dr. Stan, you live on the coast over there, and I just received an email alert today that Californians are now beginning to get warnings about not eating the fish up and down the California coast because the cesium-137 radiation that's beginning to flow there is beginning to kill everything. So even if we manage to make it through all these other events, such as the Mark of the Beast and all the political problems and communism conquering America, we're all going to die from cesium-137 radiation, which has a half-life, I think, Stan, of about 30 years.
Well, I know many, many people really are very concerned about that, but I mean, I'm in touch with some people I really trust, and I'm not certain that we aren't being manipulated. Certainly, there's terrible problems over there in Japan, but it's an awfully big ocean. I would simply point out it's an awfully big ocean, and there's certainly people, at least a gentleman who runs the Oceanography Center at Woods Hole, and he put out a statement just yesterday that we're being manipulated and we're not being told the truth. Now, I'm not an expert on this one way or the other, but I do know that when I see an effort to focus our attention on a threat, we have to wonder why. Are we being manipulated? Let's just have to wait and see, Terry. You and I are just going to have to wait and watch. But I think I'm much more concerned about the threat from the electronic implants, from what's going on, than I am about the danger of poisoning from something on the other side of the ocean, because there's an awful lot of water in that Pacific Ocean. But go right ahead, Terry.
Well, you're right, Stan, and I hope you're right. And I'm not an expert at that either, but it looks ominous. It doesn't look well for any of us. And so let's try to remain positive and hope it's not as bad as I perceive it is. But then we had the Gulf situation that happened a few years ago, and we haven't been told the truth about that. And the Core Exit 9500 dispersing agent actually killed more things than it solved. So when you combine that, that the Gulf is not good, and then all of this other stuff happening, and then you have to ask yourself, with all of the political, economic, and electronic events pretty much coinciding with all those other disasters, something is heading toward an apex here, Stan. Something is heading toward a an event which the elitists call the New World Order. And basically they want to terrorize us, make us all sick, and cause us to be ill with genetically modified material and everything. We briefly cover all of these things in this book, Beast Tech. Okay? We touch upon all these things, but we could spend 300 pages on any single one of them.
And, of course, those things that you're talking about, I know are very, very real problems. The genetically modified food is a real problem. Certainly the mercury that we're in contact with in their dental fillings, the mercury, certainly we get, and even in the vaccines, they put mercury in the vaccines. We have lots of sources of mercury, terribly toxic. The aluminum that they're spraying, suddenly from that comes down from the contrails. Anybody who doubts his aluminum, suddenly in jet fuel, simply go up on the internet and go to Google and type in suddenly jet fuel aluminum. You'll find out they use nano aluminum. Why would they do that? Well, it burns better. But that aluminum's got to come down. It's getting into our food. It's getting into our animals. Suddenly it's getting into our fish and into the whales. This is something that's a very, very real problem. But of course, we don't talk about that. We're going to be back in just a moment. Our guest is Terry Cook. His book is Beast Tech. It's an important book. We're going to be carrying it. He and Tom Horn have written it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, we are constantly being manipulated to distract us from the really important things taking place today.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Terry Cook. And Terry's talking about certainly the banking movement. And basically, of course, it's the banks that control the money. It's the money that controls the government. And it's not certainly that the Federal Reserve is a branch of our federal government. The Federal Reserve is a privately owned central bank. And it's not certainly that they do what they're told by our government. It's that our government does what they're told. Basically, certainly the Federal Reserve system is owned predominantly by six major banks. A lot of the banks have stock in it, but the six major banks that certainly are the major owners, and one of them is Goldman Sachs. And Goldman Sachs just happened to be the largest contributor to the candidacy of Barack Hussein Obama when he ran for president, and one of the largest contributors to the majority of the congressmen, both members of the House of Representatives and Senate. And it is the banks really that, of course, control the economics of this country. They control most of the major corporations, but they also control the politicians, because we have the finest politicians in Washington, D.C. that money could buy. When Lyndon Johnson became a congressman back in the 1950s, he had to borrow money to get back to Washington, D.C., to get his seat in the House of Representatives. When Lyndon Johnson left in Washington, D.C., never having held any other job other than certainly being, first of all, a congressman, then a senator, and eventually vice president, and then president of the United States. Lyndon Johnson was one of the wealthiest men in Texas. How did he get it? Why we have the finest congressman in Washington, D.C. that money could buy, and the finest presidents that money could buy. And if you don't think that certainly our presidents all get a stipend from outside, I think you're sadly mistaken. Well, go right ahead, Terry. And well, again, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Go right ahead.
And, you know, I want to plug your book, Dr. Stan, because you've written an excellent book that explains what we superficially cover because we don't have enough room in this book, and no one would read it if it were 1,000 pages. So your book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, is exquisite in that regard in explaining all of these demonic players. So I recommend the book highly. I read it. It's been 3 or 4 years ago, but it's absolutely excellent. So get Dr. Stan's book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, well, of course, we try to cover a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of everything to put the whole macro picture together for folks without consuming more than 300 pages. So our book, Beast Tech, is just under 300 pages. It gives a macro view with some detail, but there's just no way you can give people all the detail they sometimes ask for because it's just too time-consuming and too paper-consuming. So I think this book has been a great trade-off, Dr. Stan, because once people finish the book, they'll have a good macro view in about 285 pages that they never would have had beforehand. And we cover just a little dab of this, a little dab of everything, but prove it with solid evidence and documentation and research. I think once you finish this book, Beast Tech, along with Dr. Stan's Brotherhood of Darkness and a couple others perhaps, and you quoted Dr. Sutton when you quoted him saying, we have the best politicians money can buy, we have the best government money can buy, we have the best enemy money can buy, and Dr. Sutton was once a friend of mine before his passing, and he was just a fine man. But folks, this book will give you a good macro view, and that's what I'm going to do tonight in the remaining time we have left. Stan, how much time we have left?
Well, we got about 30 minutes left, but you go right ahead.
Okay. So, but what I in giving folks a macro view, because sometimes one can get too wrapped around the axle and all the detail. So I'll let the folks read, a good synopsis of all the details in a macro view in the book. Which takes more than an hour telephone call on a radio program. So That's why books are written. But I'm going to give you just a macro view of where this is all going and why it's going that way and the technology that's going to be used to get us there. And essentially, I would like to start out by reading Revelation 20. Stan, do you have that scripture in front of you? Do you have it?
No, I really don't.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna paraphrase it then, and I know it fairly well. And let's go to Revelation 20. Are we coming up on a break?
Go right ahead.
Revelation 20 essentially tells us about the spiritual warfare that is about to happen. The mark of the beast will seal your soul one way or another, and that's what this is all about. We're in the final battle for each soul on earth. God wants your soul. He's given us Jesus Christ. But if you reject that, by default, you will worship the Antichrist. There's nobody in the middle. You're not going to be an atheist. You're not going to be an agnostic. You're not going to be a Hindu. You're not going to be a Buddhist, because God didn't create those things. Satan did.
And remember, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and you must help us reach as many people as you can at the time allotted to us.
Amen.
While the storm clouds
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people believe that miracle food soap really is a miracle. Miracle food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, that thought... Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Terry is simply pointing out that we are in a spiritual battle, that certainly Satan wants the souls of men, God wants the souls of men, and a few of us certainly have been called into the ministry. I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon. Terry's a retired police officer. But for one reason or another, God has directed us to do what we do, and that is to try to get people to understand what's going on. And, of course, if you just get up and quote the scriptures, a lot of people, some people will listen, a lot won't. But if they can can see how what is transpiring today fits into the events that are unfolding before us, they can begin to understand that there truly are powerful spiritual forces at work, not political forces, because so much of what's going on in the world, both in the United States and throughout the world, doesn't make any sense if you try to look at it logically. I mean, why would the United States have sent suddenly 90,000 troops to Iraq, suddenly financed suddenly 40,000 NATO troops in part, financed 100,000 contractors, and it's about 300,000 Afghan police and military in training to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda? Look at it logically, it doesn't make any sense. If you understand it's not supposed to make sense, then it's perfectly all right. The whole idea was to have our people over there to install a government in Iraq and in Afghanistan under Sharia law, which the people don't want. The people are Muslims, but they don't want a government under Sharia law. But of course, we're going to give that to the radical Islamists so they can control the people and so we can have an enemy, and we're doing everything we can to arm them in preparation for the coming war. You can't have a war unless you have a well-armed enemy. And we're creating that in the Middle East today, exactly as we created the Nazis. And what most people don't know, if you haven't read my material or gotten the books that we recommend, is the fact that before and during the Second World War, we financed the Nazis. And we supplied them with the weapons. American corporations working in Germany and in France built the weapons that were used to kill our boys, IT&T, International Telephone and Telegraph, actually built the Stuka dive bomber that was used to dive bomb our landing craft there at Normandy, and certainly the Ford Motor Company in France built the troops for the German military that moved their troops around so they could better kill our boys. And it was certainly American banks that financed them, Standard Oil that provided the oil for the submarines that then were used to torpedo the ships that carried our boys. But you had to have an enemy if you're going to have a war. And then after the war, we helped the Nazis to escape to South America in the Rat Line. Look it up, R-A-T line. And then, of course, we had suddenly brought many of the Nazis war criminals to America under Operation Paperclip. That's Operation Paperclip. Look at it. Go right ahead. You pick up the story from there, Terry.
You're absolutely right, Stan. And you cover all that in your exquisitely in your book, Brotherhood of Darkness. So again, I want to recommend that, plug that for you. And if you get Dr. Stan's book, then we cover that in about a third of our book, what people are doing, what to bring this all together. And it's totally demonic, okay? And the people who are running all of these things are all associated and pretty much in bed with one another, if not figuratively, literally, and or both. And basically their bloodlines interconnect from Europe to everywhere else over here, and they're basically all in that brotherhood of darkness. So I want to recommend Stan's book incredibly tonight, and so that you'll get that and understand all of that side of it. Now, the other side of it is, since Rothschild controls 165 central banks and all the central banks to which those central banks report, you know, the Bank of International Settlement and so on, basically, he controls it all, or the dynasty controls it all. They control Goldman Sachs. That's why Goldman Sachs handles all the government money here. It's called Government Sachs, and so on and so on. So it's all interconnected, folks. This is a conspiracy that's unparalleled in world history. And Stan, just for a moment, before we go right back to Revelation 20, let me legally define what a conspiracy is, because, Doc, for the last 20 years, I've been driving down the road listening to Rush Limbaugh and all these other conservatives argue about whether there's a conspiracy or not, and they don't even know how to define it. I did a radio show last week in Michigan, and the guy started kind of, the host kind of started mocking me a little bit. And I said, well, why are you mocking me? He said, well, because we've heard all this conspiratorial crap, excuse me, for so long that I'm just sick of hearing it. I said, well, okay, but there is one. He says, well, how do you know? And I says, okay, let me define it for you. So I think perhaps I may be one of the few with a criminal law background that, you know, I'm not an attorney, but I do have a degree in criminal law from California State University, Fullerton. And I can define what it is. Plus, Stan, I worked a police car on the streets of Los Angeles myself for 6 years. you know, I had a longer career than that, but I worked inside a police car for 6 years. I've made arrests for conspiracies, conspiracy to commit murder, conspiracy to commit robbery, and so forth. So since I do have a degree in that, and
what if you just tell us, just define conspiracy, and then we do have a caller, but define conspiracy for us.
So let's dissuade all of that nonsensical talk by learning what a conspiracy is, because when I asked this radio show host last week what it was, he couldn't define it, but he was mocking me. So here's what it is. A conspiracy is very quickly and succinctly defined as whenever two or more people, element one, two or more people, of course, the New World Order has hundreds of thousands, if not millions, involved. But whenever two or more, you can't do a conspiracy alone in the closet. You can't go into a closet with me, myself, and I. You have to have at least one other person. So the law says two or more people must plan. That's element number two, must plan. And then element number three for the criminal violation of conspiracy, it's criminal law, ladies and gentlemen. In order for you to have a criminal conspiracy, you must have two or more people who plan something illegal. Now, Stan, it has to be illegal. If you and I get together and we plan to and agree to bake a birthday cake for your wife, is that illegal? No. It's an agreement to do something good. However, say you and I join a jihadist team and we decide to bake a cake and then ship it off and blow up a building someplace. Then we've conspired to commit a crime, which is a criminal act.
Okay, I think that's a very good definition. That's two or more people who plan, certainly, to do something that's illegal. Let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment for us?
I got a question.
Go right ahead.
Terry, could you do you have any information regarding the connection between the IMF and the Vatican?
Yes. I personally do, but as well as that, John, by the way, I live in Spokane, too. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I've been here 14 years from California. But you can easily research that and Google that on the Internet. It's all right there, buddy. It's readily available. And you can also put in Rothschild owns and controls 165 central banks. Just hundreds of thousands of articles are there. That some of them are junk. And some of them aren't, okay? So just filter through it. You'll get to the bottom of it pretty quickly on the Internet.
But I think, John, basically there certainly is within the Vatican, there is a satanic clique, and they've been there for a long time. In fact, the Pope has even got together several of the cardinals to investigate the pedophilia and Satanism there. If you've never actually heard the interviews I did with Malachi Martin, they're in a 4-CD set called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, and he openly talks there about the satanic clique within the Vatican. He talks about certainly Pope John Paul II. He wasn't the choice of the cardinals. They actually, after certainly the Pope had died, I think it was Pope Paul VI or whoever it was. Anyway, whoever it was died, and they elected a new Pope. The College of Cardinals was there, and this new Pope was on the way to the podium. According to Malachi Martin, I remember he was a priest. He was a confidant to Pope John Paul XXIII. And he says, and you'll hear him say, the Pope, this young man, this cardinal was on the way to the podium to accept the papacy. And somebody handed him a note and said, if you accept the papacy, you and your entire family will be killed. And so he declined the papacy. And we got John Paul II. John, so basically there's a close working relationship between that satanic unit and certainly the IMF and the World Bank. They're all in this together. Anything else, John?
Well, John, Dr. Stan is absolutely correct. And not only that, the Vatican Bank is owned by the Rothschild dynasty, and they work hand in hand in that. Not only that, Interpol has their own police branch right there at the Vatican. So the Catholic Church in general, now we're not trying to berate any Catholics, any Catholic brothers and sisters, okay? They're just not knowledgeable about what's really going on at the top. But the Vatican is essentially under Satan's control, and Dr. Malachi Martin was one of the finest writers in that regard. I have several of his books, and I think it wasn't too long, Stan, after he wrote the fictional book, Windswept House, or something like that, that he was murdered. He was bludgeoned in an alley, as I recall, somewhere in Europe.
Story was he fell downstairs. We'll never know what happened, really.
Yeah.
But basically, of course, that is the 4-CD set. It's called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. John, did you have anything else you wanted to ask or say?
I just recently read an article, and it was connecting the dots between members who individuals who are members of the Knights of Malta, and their you might say their positions in the government or in private business in connecting to 9/11, and it lists all the various individuals, Giuliani. I mean, it goes through the whole list of the players, and it shows what societies they are members of. And it lists, of course, some of the societies, Dr. Stan, that you mentioned in the Brotherhood of Darkness as well. But one of the points was the Sovereign Order of the Knights of Malta and the connection between the Knights of Malta and the IMF. And so I went to the Knights of Malta's official website because I wanted to find out what they have to say about themselves and who they are. And so you can just go there. And it talks about what they do and how they got started and where their involvement is. I was amazed. They are everywhere. And one of the things in listening to this program and other programs and doing my own research, one of the things that I see as a common thread is how these merchants of darkness or chaos or whatever, they go in under the cover of help. And most of the people on the front lines are people of goodwill. I mean, whether they are Shriners, Masons, they got the hospitals and what have you, or a number of things, the Red Cross, on and on. And the same is true with the Knights of Malta.
Well,
and
John, we're sort of running a little short here, but
okay.
I think you're absolutely right. I think the vast majority of the people in the Shriners or in the Masons or in the Knights of Malta have no idea what it's about. But believe me, the people at the top do. They understand what's going on. The vast majority of Catholics love our Lord and love Jesus Christ. But there's a small, and certainly there are many, many wonderful cardinals there. In fact, they time and time again try to elect a good pope, but they've not been allowed to because there's a small, well-organized clique there that worships a different God. Hey, thanks very much for calling, John. Well, let's go right, Terry, you go right ahead.
Yeah, John, you're really going right down the good road of understanding, and praise God you called in, brother. You can go to my website. Anybody can go to my website to learn more and watch free videos, lots of free stuff. In fact, if you go to my website and click on Contact Terry email, I'll send you a free 28-page book that is not the one we're talking about, but I'll send you a free 28-page booklet that I market on Amazon.com for $9.95. I'll send it free, and the title of it is Revolution. So if you folks just want to go to www.secondcomingministries.com, that's secondcomingministries.com, spell it all out, and then click on my email contact button, and say, Terry, I heard you on Stan's show. Please send me a free PDF copy of that book, Revolution. I'll send it off to you. It's a result of 25 years of research. The title is Revolution, Communism is Satanism in Disguise. Now, John, what you mentioned, I know you're still listening, and everybody else out there, really, what this world government called the New World Order truly is, it's a combination of every ism Satan created from the foundations of the earth, from the beginning of time, from the Garden of Eden. It's every evil form of world government all combined into one final evil, satanic, antichrist-led world government. I'm going to simply call it communism, but it's actually feudalism, Nazism, and every other bad ism and totalitarianism. But just for the sake of convenience, the people who are wearing communist uniforms are coming in right now to conquer us. So that's the political face on the satanic concept of communism, which is really Satanism in disguise.
But of course, here in the United States, the people who are really manipulating this whole thing don't call them communists. They call themselves communists. They certainly are financing communism.
Yes.
They're doing everything they can to help communism. But basically, these are people who are using at least the structure of communism in Russia and in China as an enemy to focus our attention on what's going on over there as they consolidate their power here. In other words, basically, they tell us it's a terrible threat from the communists in Russia and the communists in China. That's why we've got to give all power to this small clique that runs the United States, and why we must give up our freedom, because if we don't, the wicked communists in Russia and China are going to take over, whereas actually the truth of the matter is they have been financed since their inception by the people here in Washington, in Sydney and New York and Washington, D.C. Go right ahead, Terry.
How much time do we have left, Doctor?
We've got about 2 to 3 minutes.
Before the next break or before the end?
We've got 2 minutes before the break and then about 3 minutes after the break.
Okay, great. Great. 2 minutes after the break?
About 3 minutes after the break. Go ahead.
Okay, quickly. You can't go to hell by having somebody knock you out and inject a chip into you. It's more than that. Read Revelation 20. Revelation 20 says, "And the Lord saw the souls of those who were beheaded for refusing to take the mark, refusing to worship the beast," but not in that order. It says those who refused to worship the beast would be beheaded and not get the mark. You see? So this whole thing is about souls, folks. That's what it's all about. That's the bottom line. That's why I'm getting right to the top of the matter here. The whole thing's about souls. And Scripture says if you decide to worship the beast and take his mark, you'll burn in hell forever, and there'll be no resting day or night forever and evermore. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is all about souls. We're in the final battle between God and Satan for your soul. Do not worship this world leader that'll lead the communist new world order. Do not worship him, and then he'll seal you with a chip implant so you can buy and sell.
And that's what it's really all about, ladies and gentlemen. You can just see how very subtly, how they're using this whole situation with Target. Oh, my goodness, 40 million Americans. How did they ever lose all that information? There must be another alternative, certainly. When you have credit cards, why, you can certainly get that information. It can be used against you. People can steal your money. Why, we have a solution. They're not saying it yet, but it's going to be inferred, and that is, of course, the chip. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they create the situation, but believe me, they have a plan for a cure.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Will this be repeatedly? Bye-bye. God bless.
Thanks, Dan. Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, you enjoyed the program. And, of course, that many of you out there will want to get a Terry Cook's book, and it's written by Terry Cook and Tom Horn. It's called Beast Tech. And basically, it goes into the background of this plan program to get people to take the chip. And it sounds so innocuous. It sounds pretty so convenient. Wouldn't it be wonderful to just not have to worry about your credit card? Why all you have to do is just pass your hand over the scanner, and all that information will go into the computer, and they can deduct the money from your account, and suddenly you won't be able to buy or sell, yes, you wear the mark of the beast, or be known by the number of his name. And, of course, that is 666. Well, our telephone number, basically, if you'd like to get the book, is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, you can also get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. But we think that Terry's book is a very, very good addition and supplement to what I've written. Of course, we have other books. Truth is a Lonely Warrior by James Perloff, who we'll have to have on again very soon. James has been ill recently, but hopefully we'll have him very soon. And we carry the book, certainly, by Jim Flynn on the American Establishment. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you'd like to get certainly the 4-CD set of my interviews with certainly Malachi Martin, where he tells that story about how certainly the College of Cardinals elected a responsible cardinal to become the next pope, and he was, of course, handed a little note that said, if you accept the papacy, you and your entire family will be killed. You'll hear Malachi Martin telling that story. Why is that important? Well, because it's a story you'll never hear through the controlled media, and the media is rigidly controlled in the United States today. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We, of course, hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we maintain our network of stations, certainly across America. And we do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 hours a day. In fact, we just picked up a new station in Utah that's going to be carrying our program. They reach almost the entire state of Utah, and they actually are going to be picking up our two-hour Genesis program every afternoon. And certainly that just adds one more state where certainly our program is well heard and certainly will hopefully reach the hearts of people across America and introduce them to the spirits of battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So basically, of course, we do hope if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, why call us at 1-800-544-8927. I want to take it up just a moment and thank the people who have joined the Radio Liberty family and some people who've been really very generous and contributing and have helped us to maintain this network of stations. As they say, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week, but it's an expensive proposition certainly to have these stations and of course to be on the internet and to be on shortwave and certainly to be on satellite. And you can actually hear us on satellite if you have a satellite receiver. Or certainly our afternoon programs can be heard on the telephone, but they're all available. Certainly, first of all, you get the information by going to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, the telephone number if you'd like to listen to our programs. You have a telephone with unlimited minutes. You can hear it, certainly, for 2 hours in the afternoon. Although if you certainly are fortunate enough to have the Internet, while you can hear our programs, they're live 4 hours a day and archived 24 hours a day. We hope that you get certainly our tapes and CDs, that you copy them. You have our permission to copy them and distribute them, get them to other people. We need to get as many people as we can to understand what's going on. So again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And we'll be right back.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization and a Judeo-Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for this next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who is a Jewish patriot. He's an Israeli citizen. He worked for 30 years in Israel, exposing the corruption at the highest levels of government. Eventually, because of threats against his life, he was forced to come to the United States. And basically, we enjoy having Barry on with us on a regular basis to keep us abreast of what's going on over in Israel, because I personally believe that the unfolding of events there is going to have a profound impact upon what's going on here in the United States. And certainly, Barry and I would tend to disagree on some things, but I always enjoy hearing what he has to say. And maybe he's right, but I fear that we are certainly moving towards a major conflict over there. And the Middle East, certainly Hezbollah has perhaps as many as 200,000 sophisticated missiles they could fire at Israel. And certainly even 50,000 would decimate that small little country. Well, basically, Barry's going to talk to us this evening about Sharon, a former prime minister of Israel, who apparently is certainly on the verge of death, but certainly he was one of the more corrupt politicians they've had. But Barry, people don't want to hear what I have to say. They want to hear what you have to say. You go right ahead. Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, first of all, how was my article?
I enjoyed it very much, and I certainly agree with you. This article is about Sharon and the fact that certainly many people think he's going to be passing away, but certainly what a totally corrupt politician he was. But go ahead.
Well, he passed away 7 years. I mean, really, he's there with a third of his brain gone. And why they're keeping him alive for these 7 years, well, I discussed that with a friend. If he died, what I'm about to talk about tonight might be revealed. And it was almost revealed. Now, look, this is a very tricky thing to explain. I'll do my best. I tried to cut down the article so it was understandable. Sharon Well, let me just go through it. It's better this way. As for your readers, your listeners, I'm sorry. Just bear with me and look on the internet. This article, I call it No Brain Transplant for Ariel Sharon. It's all over the internet. Just look it up. But here we go. All right, get ready. Now, it all began. Look, I thought he'd be officially dead, brain dead, whatever it is. I don't know what the man was doing in this coma for all these years and why he was being kept alive. But if he had died, it would have been dangerous for his murderers. Now, look, I got this article sent to me. I was planning to write this thinking he'd be dead officially by today, and I wanted the first punch. But it turns out other... Oops, I hear the music, so...
You go right ahead. I'll tell you when to cut off. Go ahead.
All right. It turns out this thinking was not unique to me. A whole bunch of other people wanted him to be remembered for utter, thorough criminality. And without saying that he was murdered, they said he was a crook. And I know these writers, and they're kind of famous in that tiny Jewish world. You give me the go-ahead, and I'll start this piece.
All right, fine. I will be back here in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, Barry Shemesh will give you the information you're not going to get through regular channels in America. Coming from a purely Israeli point of view, be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
And certainly Barry is simply saying that certainly a number of other Israeli writers have certainly written about Sharon recently, but they were simply copying what Barry had written many years ago about Sharon. Now, Sharon was the prime minister of Israel when he suddenly became violently ill, certainly after having had tea with Perez, and suddenly Sharon has been in a coma for 7 years. Many people think that he may be on the verge of death, but anyway, certainly some of the other Israeli writers are now writing articles about Sharon, and basically they have plagiarized what Barry had written many years ago. Barry, you pick up the story.
Well, not so much plagiarized as not acknowledging where they got it from. It's pretty darn ungrateful. But they didn't actually plagiarize. They just didn't acknowledge. And look, you have to put everything in perspective. Sharon threw out 10,000 Jews out of their homes in Gaza and northern Samaria for bribes. Now, it's gambling bribes, and believe it or not, it's to build a casino in Jericho, and Arafat got a cut of it. It's such a messy story, I didn't know what to do. So my first strategy was just whatever they wrote, I'll show them I wrote this many years before. Then it just got so clumsy, so I tried to chop it down. Look, many years ago, I believe it was December of 2005, he suffered his first stroke. That was December 19th. And then the killer stroke was 2 weeks later. And try and follow me, listeners. It's not an easy story. Get ready. Let's start with the first stroke, right? Before we go into the killing stroke that just happened to occur a couple of weeks afterwards. All right, let's go back to December 19th, 2005. This was a few months after Sharon had made 10,000 Jews homeless with their children away from their homes. They were bulldozed. Next thing you know, they have a day or two in a hotel, and then they were homeless.
No, basically, you're talking about the eviction of the Jews from Gaza. Is that right?
That's 8,500 of them. There were also 1,500 from northern
Fine. So basically, Sharon had simply betrayed his fellow Israelis and forced them out. Basically, of course, the whole idea was that if simply the Israelis would simply give up Gaza, give up land for peace, why everything would be fine. And so Sharon went right along with that. And basically, they gave up. They seized the land of these Israelis. Many of them had been there 30 or 40 years. They gave them literally nothing or little or nothing for their possessions, and then took them into Israel, where many of them live still in poverty today,
yep,
7 years later. But the difficulty was, instead of getting peace, now Hamas took over that and used this as a site for lobbing missiles into southern Israel. Why did Sharon do it? Well, I think he probably was bribed, and so he simply betrayed the Israeli people. But you go ahead.
I'll get to that. It's not probably with me. All right, look, you have, by the way, the scenario you've just painted, if John Kerry gets his way, the Jordan Valley will become a Hamas state within a few years. Of course, it's all repeating itself. But let's go back. Prime Minister on December 19th, 2005, Prime Minister Sharon has tea with Shimon Peres in the Knesset. Famous moment, because a half an hour later, Sharon is driven to the hospital unconscious. Now, look, he had a major stroke. He didn't even know his own name for 24 hours, couldn't spell it for 48. But here's the big one. He was brought into the hospital by his bodyguard, Yoram Rubin. Now, look, a lot of Israelis, including me, of course, know that it was the Peres-Rubin team that murdered Yitzhak Rabin. And I wrote a book about it, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, my website is barrychalmers.com. Get it. Because that one, all my books have been proven correct. And when I make a mistake, I admit it. And that doesn't happen a lot. But when I saw Reuben on TV accompanying Sharon Stretcher, well, not just me, suspicion spread throughout the country. Look, he comes back 2 weeks later, but for the time being, Sharon is in hospital where he underwent intensive tests. My goodness, he's the Prime Minister of Israel. He's not getting lousy medical treatment. That's also in my books, the kind of treatment he got. It doesn't matter. I don't want to veer. We have to stay focused on this. Look, after 2 days of intensive tests, how did they miss the blood clot that struck Sharon barely 2 weeks later? All right. I just took away all the chaff when we got to the wheat. Look, the timing of Sharon's latest stroke is uncanny. Now, this is the second stroke, and this is where it gets complicated. It occurred this January 3rd, I believe, of 2006. It occurred one day after he was implicated in an enormous scandal. Now, I'm just going to assume your listeners are not aware of the scandal, but follow me. Do your best. Follow me. And if you can't get the books or write me and get DVDs, and it's complicated. Look, the police revealed. Now, Cyril Kern, I'll get to him. He was the front man for someone named Martin Schlaff, and that was Sharon's friend from Austria who invested heavily in Israel. But he was the man who loaned the PLO money and then gave a huge kickback to Sharon, all for reopening a casino he owns in Jericho. Like Arabs and the PLO are big on casinos, there was big money to be made, and Sharon took a $3 million bribe to facilitate it. All right, I'm going to return. Martin Schlaff had a casino in Jericho, and Sharon got $3 million for paving the way for it. Now, the police reported this as evidence, again, the night before he had the second stroke. And then Channel 10, that's a private TV channel, leave it be, they linked Prime Minister Sharon to the receipt of a $3 million bribe. All right. That was reported the night before he succumbed to a second event. There were calls for Sharon to resign throughout Israel on that day. Now, Cyril Cohn and Martin Schlaff, these are names you don't know. They're just part of this mafia that's just destroyed Israel. Look, Israelis aren't crooks. All right. Leave it be said, the people are not crooks. They're being run by crooks, and Sharon was a big one. Now, the investigation of the money trail to Sharon was underway for 3 years. And, in fact, it did get some publicity before the previous election. That was in 2003. It's known as the Cyril Kern affair. Cyril Kern was the South African friend of Sharon, who served as his money conduit. The source of the money, however, the source of the bribe, the police suspected would trace to Austria and Martin Schlaff, the owner of the Jericho Casino. I'm doing my best here. If you don't know this, let's just say I'm doing my best. The police said the money was used to help Sharon pay back illegal campaign contributions received as far back as 1999 and also just for his own private use and his family's private use. Now, let's sort through Martin Schlapp. Now, because of the suspicions hanging over him, Schlapp just didn't go to Israel. Even though his family lived there, he didn't dare. He'd be arrested. Now, why the police were doing something honest, there's politics, and we won't dive into that, but they were investigating the bribe, and Martin Schlapp knew he gave it. So he sent his brother, the day before Sharon succumbed, he sent him to Israel. Oh, I hear the music.
Oh, he sent his brother to Israel for what?
We'll get to that. Well, to kill Sharon. Look, the police saw him arrive, and they raided his parents' home in Israel. That's James Schlapp, a minor character, but certainly involved in the execution of Sharon.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that certainly somebody would kill the prime minister of Israel, basically, they killed the prime minister, they killed the president of the United States. They kill politicians, they kill congressmen, they kill senators. And most of this you never hear about, but this is the reality. In fact, they even killed talk show hosts. I had one of our friends, they sent a SWAT team out to get. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
And Barry is simply talking suddenly about the fact that Sharon had actually been bribed to throw the Jews out of Gaza and take away their homes. He had been bribed certainly to keep a casino open in Jericho. And basically, Sharon is certainly the police were on top of him. And they were investigating him and they're about to expose what had happened when he suddenly becomes violently ill. He has a massive stroke, loses most of his brain, but he's been kept alive for the last 7 years, at least alive, certainly with a feeding tube and with breathing tubes, because basically they didn't want him to die. Then they'd have to ask who killed him, who was responsible for his death, and it came at such a convenient time because it didn't incriminate the gentleman who ran the casino or whoever it was who paid to have the Jews thrown out of Gaza. But go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that now. It's complicated, and I won't kid around. We just did Kernan Schlaff and his brother James Schlaff, and these are names you don't know, so it gets complicated. Keep Sharon in the picture. He's someone you may know. Look, here's the... Let's do a little calendar of the end of Sharon. December 21st, that's 2 days after the first stroke, when Shimon Peres had tea with Sharon in the Knesset, and he had a stroke shortly, half an hour afterwards, all right, where the bodyguard, Yoram Rubin, he's the one who shot Rabin. Rabin was murdered by Peres Rubin. That's the combo there.
And now, basically, that had been 10 years earlier, and basically, he had been he'd also been the prime minister of Israel.
But yep, two straight.
Right. That was about 1995?
Yes, it was.
Okay, fine. So basically, and it was the same bodyguard, Rubin, who was certainly with Begin. It was the same bodyguard.
No, he wasn't with Begin.
Okay.
He was with, this story, you get my book, Who Murdered Rabin, he replaced Rabin's normal bodyguard on the night that Rabin was murdered. But what it comes down to is he was the final bodyguard for Rabin and Sharon. What a coincidence, Mike. Look, I'm not going to dive into that. I've got all kinds of stuff that he was sent to Washington to get him out of the public eye, and then he came back to become Sharon's bodyguard, and I wrote to my people, Sharon is finished. He's coming back to murder Sharon. He's finished. And lo and behold, a few months later, he was. But here's the chronology. December 21st, that's 2 days after Sharon's stroke, thanks to Paris, James Schlaff, the brother of the briber, as Martin Schlaff flies to Israel from Austria, he's immediately investigated by the police. Now, the police investigation is leaked to a television station. It's called Channel 10, but nonetheless, on January 3rd, all of Israel knows that Sharon is involved in deep, deep corruption. But luckily for everyone involved, on January 4th, Sharon, well, he was in the midst of a career-ending scandal. But lucky Sharon, in the late evening, in his farm, I won't go into the morbid details of how he died. I mean, the man suffered a stroke. He should have been in Jerusalem near a hospital. He was in the middle of the Negev on it. Oh, I won't do that. I won't do. We'll get lost if I do all these little details. He meets Ehud Olmert. He signs a paper that says that Olmert will be prime minister while he's getting a medical investigation done to him the next day. That's how Olmert became the next prime minister. Such a vicious and ugly. All right, I'm going on. You don't need that editorial for me, but when I see it. All right. Now, look, here is the next part of my article. I took it from Mariv many years before. Let me quote it. Tonight in Vienna, some of the heroes of this affair and the next one will meet at the huge bat mitzvah celebration of Martin Schlaff's granddaughter. Here are names you don't know. One of these days, maybe you'll give me time. Dov Weisglass is Schlaff's old friend and dirty lawyer. Chaim Ramon is... Oh, I won't go through all of these guys. Avigdor Lieberman was at the bat mitzvah. Everyone thinks he's this right-wing patriot. The whole upper echelons of Israel's ruling elite, right and left.
Hold a thought. Hold a thought.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Sidney Barry Shammis is saying, Sidney, that Sharon got $3 million bribe for leaving this casino open in Jericho, run by a fellow named Slaff. And basically, of course, the police were on top of it. Had he not, Sharon not suffered a major stroke, Sidney, why, he would have had to face prosecution for this total corruption. So go right ahead. Basically, of course, he did have the major stroke. He's never been prosecuted for the $3 million he took in the form of a bribe. But then, of course, as Barry points out, the Jewish people in Israel are good people as a whole. They really want to lead their lives, and they are patriotic Jews, but they are run by people who are totally fraudulent. And example after example, we know of the various people, whether it be Pagan or whether it be Sidney Perez or Sidney, so many of the other leaders, Sharon, have all been corrupt and certainly using the government and their positions in government to enrich themselves. Barry, go ahead, and before we go on, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your writings, certainly get your books, and certainly get your PayPal button. How can people get in touch with you if they want to get the information that you've made readily available in book form?
Sure. I wrote this, my goodness, in 2006. So it would be in my, you know what? I've covered it in all my books. You get them at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. That's 8 of 9 books. Unfortunately, and there's not a lot I can do about it, I'm just not technical. My latest book, The Stinger, Not the Stung, is separate. So you have to write in my name. There's a search box. Write in Shammis. Chamish. That'll get you to 8 of 9, but you have to add The Stinger, Not the Stung to get to my latest book. Now, as for my website, the article isn't up yet. I'll see what I can do about that. That is barrychamish.com, and yes, there is a PayPal button, and yes, I'm very grateful for anyone helping keep, this kind of research. It's being buried. I've discussed this with friends and colleagues. How can the Israeli media cover up this stuff? They know their country is finished. The fact is they do. All right. Without looking for motivation, they do. But in the case of Sharon, it was one bribe of a very broad system of massive corruption. But it was the day before he died, it was being exposed, and Sharon was going to face his own Watergate. But a dead Sharon wouldn't have to face prosecution. And for the country's creme de la creme of their political leadership, that would be the best solution of all. Now, look, without diving into James Schlaff and diving into Olmert and Sharon signing the paper that makes him prime minister, it's a long, long story. But my first impression from, again, 6-7 years ago, was that Sharon survived the first attempt on his life. Perez blew it, all right? In short, in reaction, James Schlaff, the brother, the briber, he just went crazy, and he sent his brother to Israel with evidence that could be used to get him out of the mess, that it would bring down Sharon, but it would get Martin Schlaff somehow free. It was complicated, but the politics, the police were just tipped off and grabbed the computer, and they got the evidence. Now, once the investigation was the initial investigation, in other words, they looked at James Schlaff's computer, the police leaked it to the media. It came out on Channel 10, and the night before the second stroke, the scandal spread. Front page news has spread fast, and it was threatening to engulf, well, beginning with Paris, all right? I gave you other names, Lieberman and Ramon, who all met to coordinate testimony, apparently, at the bat mitzvah of Martin Schlaf's granddaughter. Like I said, it's not a simple story, and I'm doing my best, all right? But my goodness, the whole political structure of Israel was going to be finally put on trial. And by the way, if things went proper, they would have got to Rabin in that trial. But now they had to get rid of Sharon. And by 11 p.m. January 3rd, Sharon was brought to the hospital by Yoram Rubin, the same bodyguard as Rabin, who took Rabin to the hospital, took Sharon to the hospital from the Negev. They drove for an hour and a half from the Negev to Jerusalem. That's another story. The fact of the matter is he was bleeding through his nose, and his prognosis was either real death or keeping him alive. And again, alive means his brain was functioning, but he wasn't alive. Look, what I wrote in 06 was the truth. And it's just as true today. The crook Ariel Sharon was assassinated by a gang, again, ultimately run by today's president of Israel, Shimon Peres. Now, I can't tell you how obvious this stuff is to me, but when I look at all the facts, if you're not in the business of following all this stuff, it's very obfuscated. But nonetheless, Sharon was a crook for bribes. He threw Jews out of their homes in the Gaza Strip and without compensation. And again, another atrocity to more Jews, and it just never stops in that country, never. And again, what I was trying to do was just get them. Finally, it may be late. We suffer through a Holocaust. We suffer through the experiments on the Sephardi children. Get them out of there. That became my goal. Get the crooks out and get a government that somehow reflects the Jews that remain. And half the Ashkenazi Jews were wiped out, but those that survived deserve something better than what they've got. Now, I'm going to give you a couple little things. I'm going to give one that bothers me to let you know the state of Israel. Look, the Israel Football Association, soccer, they changed the rules. They released updated guidelines on Thursday. That's 5 days ago. They forbid religious soccer players from wearing kippahs, yarmulkes, while they're playing. Believe it or not, in Israel, the Football Association banned kippahs. Now, the ruling came over the case of one player. His name is Yair Cohen Tzedek, and he would not take off his kippah. The referees for the Israel Football Association ruled that for, quote, reasons of unity, Cohen Tzedek will be required to remove his kippah before taking the field or else he doesn't get to play. Again, this is Israel banning the yarmulke. Now, in response, well, the team of Cohen Tzedek is Maccabi Yafo. They have a spokesman. His name is Ron Amikam, and he was very disappointed. Here's the quote. "We don't understand how Yair Cohen Tzedek disturbs the club's games when he wears a kippah." Good question. quote, "It cannot be that in the state of the Jews, they will force a player to take off his kippah for any reason." And then Amikam got a little philosophical, but what it comes down to is, well, let's just say what he said. He said it would be better for the Football Association to rethink this decision and let Jews play in their, well, he calls it a limited framework, wearing a kippah. And he continues, "A kippah is certainly a religious symbol, and in the democratic state of Israel, it's forbidden to discriminate based on religion." Now, of course, that's true, right? On paper, it's true. If you play soccer in Israel, you can't wear your yarmulke, your kippah. Now, Cohen Tzedek was very confused, and here's what he said. It saddened me. I'll bet you it saddens him. "I thought they were joking with me when I heard the decision," he said. And I don't blame him. I would think that in Israel, you're banned from wearing a hat. I don't understand what's the difference between me and someone else. For instance, people wearing a knitted hat are allowed to play with their knitted hat. But if you're wearing a yarmulke, you're not allowed to play soccer in Israel.
But, Barry, of course, this is all part of this whole idea of destroying the religious foundation of Israel. I mean, basically, if you take away the religion from Israel, what is there left? And basically, that's what they're doing here in America with the Christians. That's what they're doing in Israel with the Israelis. And when you understand this is not accidental, they know what they're doing, because they know those who not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. And there really are tyrants waiting in the wings. Go right ahead.
Well, just know. All right, let's go on with Cohen Tzedek and what he said. "I am, after all, disciplined to the word of God, and that's my lifestyle. Not to wear the kippah opposes my faith." Again, it's so obvious. And then he questions this justification that it harms unity. And he says, "How does it harm unity? It never bothered anyone that I wore a kippah." And he's right. Who would have brought it up even? Look, he said, I plan to continue wearing a kippah, and my team is behind me. He's totally dumbfounded. Now, get ready for the punchline. I chose this article as something outstanding. I mean, there's all kinds of issues of discrimination here and there, but in the Jewish state, you can't wear the Jewish yarmulke? I mean, all right. Here is the reaction from the referees union who banned the kippot. His name is Yariv Tepper. "In our view, this isn't something personal to the player or the religion. What if an Arab wants to play wearing a keffiyeh? By the way, he should be allowed to, frankly." That's not the point. He says, "We know many religious athletes that take off their kippah for a game and put it on afterwards. Currently, it's the rules of the game, and we don't want to open the floodgate on this issue." What floodgate? It isn't an issue. They made it an issue. And then he goes on. This is, again, the justification. "We don't want to hurt anyone. Actually, we respect the religion, but it could be problematic. The Jewish religion is not the only one. There are also Muslims, and every religion has its symbols. We want to keep that off the field." Now, did you follow this?
Yes, I follow. What they want to do is destroy the Jewish religion, and what they want to do is persecute people who have the courage to stand for what they believe in. And it's the same thing happening here in the United States, and it's part of this effort to destroy a belief in God. But go ahead.
Well, that's all right. Why not? You reach that conclusion. That's not what he was saying exactly. He says, keep religion off the soccer field. That's what he was saying. It's disunifying. This little keeper on the guy's head is a threat to unity. That's what the Israel Soccer Association told the country.
But you don't really believe that for 1 minute, Barry. Mm. You know that basically this is an attack on Judaism.
Well, what I believe is pretty obvious. This guy obviously, I don't know who told him to do it, but he said, take the keepers off the players. And he went and did it. So that's it. My point of view on this is obvious enough, but I just report these things. Look, another interesting thing. Now, John Kerry is in Israel really mucking things up big time with the support of Paris. And we'll get to that as well. But more to the point, Netanyahu came up with a plan to keep the so-called settlements. They're villages and towns in Judea and Samaria. And his plan was this, that Israel would give up an area known as the Triangle. I don't know if you know where it is. It's in central Israel, leave it at that. 300,000 Arabs live there, a big chunk of the Arab population. Israel offered to give the Triangle to the Palestinian state in return for the what is called the settlements in Judea and Samaria. And when the Arabs heard this, they went bananas. I mean, you would think that they'd want to join Palestine. That's what they claim. But no, they want to stay in Israel. And let's just give a couple quotes. Ahmad Tibi, I hear the music.
You go right ahead. I'll tell you when to stop. Go ahead.
Ahmad Tibi, he's a member of the Knesset and former advisor to Yasser Arafat, and he said in response to the plan, this is a bizarre offer which treats Arab citizens as chess pieces that one can move around and change. Jews, of course, can be chess pieces, but when he is threatened, he goes bananas.
Well, unfortunately, we have so much ill will there. I wish there could be a better relationship between the Palestinians and Jews, but I don't see it coming. And I think we're heading towards a very real and terrible conflict. We'll be back in just a minute here with Barry Shamish.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
That book, and I gathered the evidence.
Gold and silver is not
only about that. Our guest, Barry Shamus, said he feels that I, the city, would not disagree with him.
There is little in the financial world.
Perez, the current president of Israel, was responsible for the murder of Sophia Rabin and certainly the death of Sharon. And basically, this is an unscrupulous individual. He's one of the most powerful men in Israel, and of course, he couldn't hurry. But he is certainly no Jewish patriot. Barry Shamus, thanks very much for being with us. We'll look forward. God bless. Okay, that was Barry Shamish. Hope you enjoyed the program with him. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. Now, I should point out that one of the callers this afternoon had mentioned the fact that there was a Jewish rabbi who said that when he died, why he released the name of the Jewish Messiah. Well, of course, when he died, why he said the Jewish Messiah was Jesus of Nazareth. He didn't use those terms, but everybody knew who he was talking about. But another one of the things he said was that the Jewish Messiah would not come until after Sharon had died. Well, Sharon is on the verge of death. Is this of any significance? I can't tell you. I just simply mentioned this in passing. But of course, we're living in truly prophetic times. I do believe, of course, we are going to be seeing a major conflict in the Near East and the Middle East, and I believe it's going to be a nuclear conflict. Why do I believe that? Well, because, of course, after the Great Flood, why, of course, sending the God assured Noah,
that's 800-544-8927.
He would never destroy the world. So if you love your children again, and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program. This statement was made. I mean, basically at that time, the idea that the world would be destroyed by fire was just so outlandish. And yet today, with nuclear weapons, massive nuclear weapons available, this idea is certainly not that ridiculous.
Many men use a herbal product
called
Prostate Support.
I do believe we're moving into very difficult times, and I don't think you can understand most of what's going on today unless you understand biblical scripture. And basically, you can actually put prophecy and the unfolding history together and unfolding events. Makes everything fit into
like
place better. We're just going to have to wait and watch
call
and see. But I can tell you, in my opinion, we're going to be moving into a major war in the Middle East sometime within the next several years. How soon it is, I don't know.
Once again, the telephone
I hope it's
number
going to be coming sometime later, but it could be very well coming in the very near future. And something of that sort would have a profound impact here on America. In fact, we could very well see destruction in many of our cities because I'm firmly convinced that Iran has a nuclear weapon. We know that Pakistan has a nuclear weapon. I believe that Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons. I believe that Israel has nuclear weapons. And I believe that God is going to keep his promise, as he said, never again to destroy the world with flood or with water. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us maintain our network of stations across America, where 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, We bring you programs that you're not going to be able to hear elsewhere, and we have some fascinating guests that will help you to understand the true nature of the spiritual forces that work in the world today. So if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and certainly get our newsletter and get our four best tapes of the month or CDs of the month, or if you'd like to get the CDs and books that we offer, or certainly if you'd like to get the health products or the Miracle 2 products, or certainly the Berkey products, the other products we carry, we have a line of spices. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There's no profit to be made here. In fact, my wife and I have financed this ministry to the tune of many hundreds of thousands of dollars of our own. We take no salary. We do what we do because we believe that God has called us to try to bring people an understanding of what's going on today. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 1-6-14. It is January 6, 2014. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next ride in